The FY12 President's budget request that was submitted requested, one, funding for a nationwide public safety broadband network. So to move public safety away from its standalone land-mobile radio systems that are built out jurisdiction by jurisdiction and instead moving towards an overarching national network that would allow public safety user from New York to use the same device on a broadband system in Los Angeles. On top of funding of the network, the president also requested research and development dollars to be invested in NIST to push forward the horizon for research and development into the next generation of public safety communications broadband capabilities. So in the near term, public safety is expected to deploy a fourth generation broadband system based around long-term evolution or LTE standards. And so the purpose of the Federal Register notice that we're speaking of is to take a list of potential core elements that a public safety network should possibly meet and get a wide variety of input.
So it sounds like this list is not meant to be an exhaustive list of requirements that this network has to meet. That this is really a baseline, right?
It's a baseline. Certainly is not expected to meet day one. If deployed in a year, this list would be very difficult for anybody to meet in a year in a lot of ways. It's also not meant to be all-encompassing, and part of the effort of the Federal Register Notice is to ask people, what's missing? If there's something that you believe is imperative that should be on here, we'd like to hear from you and get your thoughts and inputs on something that you don't see that you think should be a critical element of a public safety network.
Well, let's talk about some of the criteria you have so far. What would you need in such a network? And in what ways do even the latest and greatest commercial networks that are being built and upgraded now not do the job for public safety?
Well, I don't want to make it sound like there's any kind of shortfall in the current 4G technology, but I think everybody needs to recognize that LTE, or the fourth generation broadband technology that's rolling out worldwide right now, that was developed for commercial purposes. That was developed for you and I and our smartphones that we carry around as consumers. Now, public safety has decided to leverage that worldwide commercial market by using LTE and have access to much cheaper devices, be able to turn over systems much faster than they have traditionally with their land mobile radio systems that they currently use. However, in its first generation, when it's deployed, a major gap that many in public safety are quite aware of is that this is a data network. It's going to be rolled out as a data network, and it will not have many of the mission-critical voice capabilities that public safety requires when they respond to an incident. A particular feature that public safety relies on heavily is device-to-device communications outside of utilizing the infrastructure. So if I'm in a building and I'm getting very poor coverage and I can't get a signal out, I can talk to the guy that's down the hallway from my handset to his handset without having to worry about going through a cell tower. That is a core feature that public safety currently utilizes, especially in its voice communications. It's not a shortfall necessarily of LTE or that technology, given the fact that wasn't its vision when created, but it is some of the gaps that are going to have to be addressed over the years to bring the LTE standard and the next generation of broadband systems to fully align with public safety's needs and requirements.
You know, one thing that ties a lot of your criteria together is, it sounds like one of the bottom lines is NIST needs to know at this point how much of this future network is going to involve existing commercial technology, open standards, and how much of it is just going to have to be invented from the ground up, right?
Absolutely, and that's actually, we have a list of additional questions, and part of that gets to your exact point, which is, no matter what, in the current president's FY12 budget, it's a five-year funding of $500 million, so $100 million a year for 5 years. That's a lot of money for public safety research and development. However, it's still a pretty finite amount of research and development funds, and we don't want to duplicate anything that would be done for commercial purposes anyway, and that the private sector would be investing in for themselves. So we really need to understand what's being done in the commercial world, what is already met through commercial services or commercial off-the-shelf equipment, so that we can really start to focus in on what are those key components, those gaps where public safety needs an influx of research and development for a specific thing that is really a core issue for them that may not be on the top priority of a commercial network. So, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. That's really what we're looking for, that kind of information to figure out if we get research and development dollars. And if it's $500 million, it's $500 million. If it's a million, it's a million. We still need to understand what are the key attributes where our money would be best spent.
And beyond the immediate research and development, I would assume that in the end, this network is going to have to make great use of existing commercial infrastructure like towers, like fiber runs, because, you know, I don't know what it cost Verizon or Sprint to build a nationwide wireless network, but that doesn't seem to be in the budget.
That is certainly the hope is that and the vision would be to build this out, be taking advantage as much as possible of existing infrastructure. Some of that may be existing public safety infrastructure. Some of that will certainly to get the coverage necessary. That's a big discussion point. And the administration, the president, has sought through the legislation to support the build-out of this network and to make clear this is a public safety network. It's not a federal network. It's not a government-owned network and operated network. The idea here is this will truly be a public safety network, and the vision is that it would be operated out of a central public safety broadband corporation with state and local seats on a board, as well as others that would oversee the build-out of this network.
From what I understand, there are still some pretty significant, really political questions around how much spectrum this network is going to have to work in, where those allocations will be, who's going to build it. You know, with those big questions still pending, how much of this initial groundwork can you still work on, or are any of those big questions hindering you?
No, currently public safety has 10 megahertz of spectrum allocated to them. And the president's proposed to provide them with an additional 10 megahertz of spectrum, known as the D block, that would provide an overarching 20 megahertz of spectrum available for a public safety network. Whether it's 10 or whether it's 20, all of those elements are still relevant. And so, yes, that is a huge question still out there to be answered. However, these will be relevant and important regardless of 10 or 20 megahertz.